It went well, and the message was definitely world championship from the start. And I think that that's what Elway wants. The focus is bringing a world championship to the city, and he showed us a 10-minute clip of the past 20 Super Bowls and the big plays that happened in that game. And he pretty much told us that, you know, it's going to take a special group of men to bring a world championship to this city, but we got the guys in the room that's going to do it, and that's the focus.
What was the reaction when he showed a clip from the Super Bowl the Broncos lost?
I mean, it definitely hurt. You know, I didn't even plan that game, and I was just like, wow. But at the same time, it's motivation. We want to get back there, and we want to win it. That's the main focus of this group is to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's the expectations. If we don't bring a Super Bowl to the city this year, then it's a bust season, and that's the standard.
That was a standard last year.
I mean, it's definitely a new team. We got new coaches. Every year, no matter what organization you play for, you want the standard to be world championship. And if it's not a world championship, it's a bust. So, obviously, it's a new year, but we still got the same goal. We get to get an opportunity to press a restart button. We got a new coaching staff, and we're trying to chase it, and it started today. It's really beneficial, and I enjoy myself out there. When we go out there, it's definitely work. You talk about two-a-day practices in which you're going for an hour and a half, and Peyton, you know, he loves to throw it. So you're definitely getting better. This year we had the privilege of having Antonio Brown come out. Odell Beckham was there and Victor Cruz, and I think that just as a group, everyone got better. And that's what it's about, just trying to get a jump start on OTAs.
How will this offseason?
You know, I on my Twitter, I'm real vocal about Cody, and that's because I believe in Cody. Cody, he's a special player. He has strong hands. He's a physical tool. I think that this is going to be the year that he jumps onto the map, onto the scene. I think that he's going to have a big year, and, you know, I'm happy that he's on, you know, my team and in our wide receiver group.
What's your sense of how this offense is going to change?
Well, obviously, you got a new coach with Gary Kubiak. You run a zone blocking scheme. We're going to be able to run the football. But not only that, you got Peyton Manning at quarterback. So I think that you got a combination of both. And I think that it's going to be really successful once we get everything down packed in terms of, you know, hopefully implementing a little bit of Peyton's offense with, you know, Kubiak's run scheme. And I think that that's a recipe for success.
Being with Peyton Manning out at Duke and knowing he was injured, you know, those final 6 weeks, you know, sense of rejuvenation, motivation from him? What was it like with him?
I think for everyone, last year was a disappointment, but at the same time, it's a new year, so everybody's rejuvenated. Everybody has refocused. You got an opportunity in the offseason to take a month away. Don't think about football, and I think everybody's just now getting back into the groove of, hey, the season's here now. It started today. Let's try to get this world championship, and I think the same thing with Peyton. You talk about a guy that understands that, you know, the clock is ticking for him, and he loves his game. He's one of those guys that I say repeatedly, I've never seen someone love the game of football as much as he loves it. So that passion, that spark is still there. He's still the great leader of this organization, and he's fired up about, you know, Kubiak being here and hopefully bringing the world championship to the city.
Have you watched the film of the Colt game yet?
Of the playoff game? Last year's game? No, we haven't watched it. But I've watched it several times.
What did you take?
Well, obviously, it does. But at the end of the day, last year was last year. You know, we didn't click the last playoff game, and obviously the results showed because we didn't win. But that's last year. We're focused on this year. We got a totally different coaching staff. We got a new offense. We got a totally different group of guys. I'm optimistic that it's going to be a successful year.
Emmanuel, we know you're not a shy guy.
Me? I'm shy. I'm really shy. And that's my focus, even starting today when we were working out, just taking the young guys. And not only just, you know, being all serious, but also loosening the young guys up. I think that sometimes as a leader, you got your guy that sits there and he takes everything serious. But I'm one of those guys, hey, loosen up, man. Because at the end of the day, this is a game that we play. I'm blessed, and we all blessed to get paid pretty good money. to play this game. But at the end of the day, it's a game you got to have fun. And I think that last year, that's what I was doing. I was having a lot of fun, and I feel like that's the reason why I was successful. And, you know, just try to bring that positive energy to, you know, the group. The marriage isn't here. I didn't know. I didn't realize. Nah, you know what? You know, that's all personal. That's his business. You know, I try not to get too far into that. All I know is that I feel like they're gonna work everything out, and he's gonna be back. And when he does get back, I know that he's working his butt off right now, and he's looking forward to getting back. And when he does, we're gonna pick up from there.
You guys did have a good laugh on
him. Of course. You know, I had to tease him a little bit.
How did that transpire? Was it
It was Peyton. I think it was a little bit of Peyton in me. It was one of those things. I was like, man, listen, we got to at least pick on him a little bit. You know, you got to have fun with it. It's business, but at the end of the day, we miss him. And we just wanted him to really know, hey, look, we're thinking about you. We're going to put you in the team photo, although, you know, you're handling the business side. So I think that it was just a good laugh, and he laughed about it and almost got almost every media outlet because they were about to report it, so... I was hoping that I would have got you guys. I was like, dang it.
Emmanuel, one of your former teammates, Troy Polamalu, retired. What was it like playing with him?
Man, it was a pleasure. I mean, you talk about a guy that every single day he brought it. At practice, he brought it, and it transitioned to the game. And I feel like that the National Football League is definitely going to miss a guy like that. You know, you're going to miss the long hair, running around, flying around, diving over centers, you know, just making these ridiculous plays. But, you know, his time has come. But when you look back at, you know, the years that he played it at a high level, went to multiple Pro Bowls, won multiple Super Bowls. So I think that he's happy, you know, to retire. And hopefully, in my eyes, I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. No. I just did the same thing. The thing is when you get out here, that's when you get in shape. I could train in Houston, but it's nothing like training out here. And I think that that's one thing that I'm focusing more on this offseason is just really conditioning more out here than I did last year because it was beneficial during the season.
What did the Pro Bowl experience mean for you?
It was great. It's one of those things that, you know, I played this game. You know, to go to the Pro Bowls, to go to the Super Bowls, and it felt really good to get recognized as one of the elite last year in the National Football League and just going out there in Arizona, you know, with, you know, guys like Odell and Antonio and working out with those guys, you get better. And I think that that's what I took from it.
Sounds like a pretty accomplished group of receivers you've had there in Duke, though. So when you, I mean, obviously you know Antonio really well, but when you're working out with Odell and all those guys, what did you take from that? How competitive was it?
It was competitive, but I never look at that as competition. I see it more as, hey, you were successful last year. What was your mindset? You know, what was your mentality at the line of scrimmage? What do you do in the offseason to work out? It's like one of those opportunities to, you know, you got to have an arsenal. And I try to pick up everything because I realize that I stand on the shoulders of who have gone before us. And so I just try to add whatever mindset they have to my game if it's beneficial to me.
So you're asking Odell about one-handed catch?
Everything. Do you practice that all the time? I want to know because hopefully I can get one of those catches like that, you know?
Manuel, you know how potent this offense was with Julius Thomas there. With him gone, how much of a step backwards or forwards? I mean, you got Owen Daniels now.
Yeah, and Owen was out at Duke, and I think Owen is a really good player. At the same time, we got a totally different offense. We're not going to be spreading the ball out, at least that's what I'm getting from it. We're going to be more of a balanced attack, more of a running style. So, you know, to say, you know, that Julius has left, it's a totally different offense. So we don't know what Julius would have did in Kubiak's offense. So it's like one of those things. But I know Owen, you know, he's been in this system a long time, and I think he's going to be productive again.
Coach Kubiak's offense is going to run the ball a lot. How does having a guy like C.J. Anderson help energize you guys in the passing game?
I think that it energizes C.J. You know, I just saw this guy. He walking a little with his chest a little bigger, you know. But if I was him, I would be too, man, because he's fortunate to play in this offense. I think that he's going to have a big year for us. And at the same time, you know, I tease him and tell him I'm not blocking for him, but I'm looking forward to it. I just want to win ball games. No matter how we get the job done, the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl. I think that everybody, including the Marcus Ware over here, man, he wants to bring a championship to the city. That's why we play this game, so that's what it's about.
Will there be a transition maybe in your role because you put up monster numbers last year, but because of the offense changing, will that change at all? Statistically, do you set a different goal?
My goal is always to try to have a 1,000-yard season, and that's going to be the main focus. 62.5 yards a game, that's going to be my focus, you know, because that's how you get a 1,000. So whatever comes after that, that's a positive. But other than that, as long as we win in ball games, I'm happy.
With Wes Welker no longer here, are you going to do some more work on the inside, or are they saying you're going to stay on the outside?
Yeah, that's what Tyke, he told me today, that when we go into our three wide receiver package, I'm going to move into the slot, which I'm very comfortable in doing that because I played in the slot at Pittsburgh. I played in the slot a lot in college, so I'm looking forward to that.
You talk about
Tyke. Last one, Brandon.
How easy is that transition with new head coaching staff or head coach? And then the staff, but to have Tyke back for the running backs to have Eric.
It's a lot easier, especially for a guy like me, because I came in last year. Me and Tyke got close, and he's the reason, one of the reasons why I had a productive season last year, because you know he took me under his wing, taught me the playbook really fast, and I think that he's going to do the same thing this year in terms of taking everybody under his wings and just trying to get caught up on his offense so we can be successful.
Okay, thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.